Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And a very good afternoon to you if you've just joined us once again. Did tell you it's going to be quite a power-packed show this afternoon and very informative one. And starting off this, I don't say afternoon, but these insightful chats this afternoon, I'm not alone. I am with the founder and the CEO of the Women of Stature Foundation. And this afternoon, we're going to be talking about Professional Collective Leadership Summit, which is meant to empower female entrepreneurs for business success. And so, Charlotte Duplessis, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Luca. Thank you so much. I look forward to our little chat this afternoon.
Absolutely amazing. And I must say, I'm so glad to have you with us. Now, tell us, Charlotte, what is the Women of Stature Foundation all about? And who exactly is it for?
Well, the Women of Stature is actually all about the empowerment and supporting of women entrepreneurs. And we do that at all stages of their journey. And we have a comprehensive range of programs. We do mentoring. We have networking opportunities, the summit that you've already mentioned that's coming up. And I think very importantly, resources, because very often we are under-resourced in our businesses as entrepreneurs, and we found that to be a challenge. But I think primarily what we do, and we really try to do that, is to equip women with the desired skills, knowledge, and confidence which they need to succeed in the business world. And we do emphasize personal development and leadership, which is exactly the theme of our summit coming up next week, Thursday. And then, you know, community building, of course, Luca, is very important,
yeah.
You know, and we do a lot of collaborating with other organizations. We've just run the most incredible young women's conference at University of Johannesburg on the last day of Women's Month, mm-hmm. where we had 70 young adults, young women that are between this, grade 8 and grade 12.
Wow.
And we spoke to them about, you know, opening your mind, looking at the opportunities, not defining yourself. You know, very often they're coming from rather impoverished backgrounds. But I think, you know, the collaborative environment that, Women of Stature Foundation, you know, encourages is really for, you know, for women to pursue their dreams. And obviously we want everybody to achieve full potential. And I think that's why we are very dedicated to that. And of course, promoting gender equality and economic growth is important. You know, the empowering of women entrepreneurs is to succeed and to make a positive impact as well in their communities, which they can only do if they are successful. And, you know, they can pay forward if they are successful and when they are successful.
You know what puts a smile on my face, Charlotte? I heard you there mention an event that was at the UJ with younger women as well. And the age gap that you mentioned there, which is, you said, between grade 8, likely from the age of 14 to about 18. Most recently, I had an interview and we were talking about how they are quite a forgotten group, if you think about it, because we always address the older women. We always with the older women. And whenever we speak to the younger ones, it's always in the context of them just being youth. And we never address them as women, number one, or at that level of them understanding that they've got to take the baton from us and move forth, the older women. And so somehow there's always a gap there. We always miss it. And we don't prepare them for another phase of their lives that they'll get into and need to move in a certain fashion. So I'm really happy to hear that the initiatives that are saying, hey, we don't want to leave you behind. You're women. You're women. That's what you are.
It's important, Luca, that we don't forget that these young people are looking up at us. You know, we're the adults, or we're supposed to be the adults. And we also need to be their role models. And I think that's what I'm very proud about within the context of Women of Stature as an organization, is that we have women that obviously have, you know, a lot of experience, a lot of wisdom. And with this initiative that we started now with University of Johannesburg is to really bring these young women in and amongst us, that we can speak to them, that they can feed off us, that they can be encouraged by us, and, you know, that they see world through different eyes. Because, as I say, when you're coming from a disadvantaged background, you're sometimes so closed off to what is available or what are the opportunities, and you almost become, you know, immune to everything else that's going on because you're just looking at your circumstances. So we're very proud of this partnership with the University of Johannesburg, and we also partnered with another non-profit organization, and they actually brought the young woman.
Wow.
I brought the mature woman, and they brought the young woman. So that was a beautiful, beautiful marriage.
I love that. Now tell me, Charlotte, what do you see as the biggest challenges facing female entrepreneurs in South Africa today?
Well, you know, I still think There's quite a few, but I think the ones that I really want to highlight, I think it's still limited access to finance and capital for businesses, you know. Let's face it, many women have come from, circumstances that they may not have been able to afford investing in assets, so such as land, you know, property and things like that, that they can use as collateral. And obviously that makes it very hard to get a business loan. And then they, you know, they very often get very small or few investments as a result of that. So they have got that limitation as well. And then, of course, you know, there's gender bias, stereotypes, there's discrimination, and very often it's deep-rooted cultural norms and gender stereotypes. And, you know, about what is appropriate work for women. I mean, women today are breaking the glass ceilings. And, I mean, we've got an incredible, a project as well and program as well, which is the Women of Stature Awards, where we actually recognize women who are breaking the glass ceilings, who are taking the role of the woman in what is generally called the man's world.
Yeah.
So I think it's very, very important that we enter these male-dominated industries so that there isn't this consistent resistance of women being able to do the job, you know, to run the race. And then I think very often it's lack of access to business support. You know, Luca, we sometimes become so inwardly focused that we forget that there's a world out there that can actually help us. So what we at Women of Stature as a whole, you know, we do encourage networking. We encourage the mentorship. We've just launched our 2025 mentoring program. And then, you know, let's face it, the woman wears many hats, doesn't
she? Of course.
You know, you know, that's the one thing about women. They can multitask. They can wear all these different hats from morning till noon, from noon through to night. And I think the balancing of business duties with domestic care and responsibilities is very often where women carry a disproportionate share of unpaid care and household work, but they still have to show up for work. They've still got to perform. But I think, you know, market access, I think it's a huge problem as well. You know, once a woman's established a business and she, you know, she's got the product, but how does she access market? How does she actually get onto that supply chain?
Good question.
You know, what does she do? Now, that's another angle of our organization, is that we actually work very, very closely with you know, financial institutions, and we work closely, and especially we had a wonderful partnership still going since 2016 with one of the major banks, and they, with the enterprise development funding, have allowed us to take a group of 50 women through the entrepreneur program between 2024 and 25. And I think those are the partnerships that any woman that is in business can leverage off when they are associated with us. And, you know, we drive this consistently. We drive it, you know. And I think we just really want to get women up to speed also. You know, the digital divide, you know, technology, all of those things. You know, if we don't face the facts and face reality and say that, you know, if our businesses aren't driven by some form of technology and we're not up to speed with that, you know, that could set us back a lot.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
if you'll be excluded, because everything has to go so much quicker these days. You know, people want, it's like immediate gratification.
True.
If they want something done, they want it immediately. You can't give them a quotation a week from today. You know, things like that. So your business has to be up to speed.
Yeah.
And but these are definitely some of the key challenges, I would say, you know, that unfortunately still, you know, there's a lot of, if I can call it gender inequality,
yeah.
Because of women are still not considered to be equal in the world of business. And very often they're not given the same opportunities, Luca.
Mm.
But at the end of it all, and I think this is why this leadership summit that we've got coming up is so important, because the theme is about, you know, women being the leaders of the future.
Yeah.
You know, let us be the leader, but you have to equip yourself.
True.
You've got to be prepared to put yourself out there, and you've got to make sure that you are constantly learning about what is going on in business.
Mm.
What are the trends? Why is it important that your business should know what their competitors are doing? And you've got to be up to speed with everything.
Yeah.
So,
I totally agree.
It's a constant, development. And I think, you know, where we're going to go with this conversation is obviously about leadership development.
Most definitely. But tell me, Charlotte, why is it so important that we focus on leadership development and not just business skills when it comes to building sustainable women-owned businesses?
Well, first and foremost, you know, leadership comes from within.
Mm.
And Luca, we have to start with ourselves, and it's self-leadership.
Yep.
And I think we need to really be consciously mindful of leadership comes from within. You know, if you cannot lead yourself in a way that, that is sustainable for yourself, how are you going to lead a team, lead a movement, lead an organization? So I think why it's important to focus on leadership development is that focusing for women especially is not only about fairness.
Yep.
It's about unlocking hidden potential,
mm-hmm.
reshaping societies, and building economies that thrive because
True.
They are more inclusive, more balanced, and future-ready. And, you know, when we speak about leadership, we often picture power and influence
yeah.
and decision-making. But if one thinks of it, half of the population is missing from this picture.
Mm.
I mean, the leadership picture. Do we really see 50% of the population in leadership roles? And that's why I think the development for women really, really matters. And I mean, right here in South Africa, women remain underrepresented in senior
yep.
leadership roles.
Yep.
So it's important.
I totally understand where you're coming from. Now, the foundation will be hosting its Professional Collective Leadership Summit in October in Sandton, and it's themed Evolve Her. What inspired yes. this theme, and what can women expect at this event?
Well, I'll tell you what inspired the theme is, me personally, and I always think up these ideas and these concepts and mm-hmm. themes and that. And I always think to myself, you know, me, like any other woman, has evolved over her lifetime. Let's face it. I mean, you start off thinking that you're going to be in a job forever and a day, and then suddenly
yep.
you reach an age, and then you start becoming, no, this isn't comfortable anymore.
Yep.
I want to not change.
Yep.
I want to do something different. So, look, I think the big thing here is that we must be prepared to evolve.
Yeah.
And I think that's the message that we're going to bring loud and clear on the day, is that women who are successful are women that evolve constantly.
I love that. Sorry to cut you there. And we need to know that it's actually okay. It's not because you're unstable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's nothing better than to evolve. And it's like, you know, it's the whole butterfly analogy. You know, it's when the butterfly starts, it's a cocoon, and then it evolves into this beautiful butterfly.
Yeah.
And I think we need to look at it from that perspective, is to say that if I want to stand in a leadership role at some point in time of my life, I need to know I have to evolve. I have to evolve with the times. I have to be evolving with trends. And I think business today, oh my gosh, over COVID period, boy, oh boy, everybody was pivoting. Everybody was evolving. I think that was the biggest learning curve for anybody, was during the COVID period, during lockdown. Suddenly you couldn't be in an office. You had to do something different. You had to change your business model. And that was evolving. That was literally evolving. And I am so excited about the summit next week. I sincerely hope you're going to be there, Luca.
Yeah, I'd love to. I hope the authorities are listening.
But really, you know, we've got women that are all in leadership roles that are speaking there on the day. And each one is coming with a different topic within that context. And I think people, you know, we're speaking from different contexts and aspects of leadership. But really, at the end of it all, I think, you know, when you're talking about leadership, you're talking about breaking stereotypes, you're talking about wholeness. You know, true leadership is not only about authority, but about authenticity.
Mm.
And, you know, when women are supported to lead in alignment with their values, when they can bring both strength and compassion to the table, they create workplaces and communities that are more human, more balanced, more resilient. And that is why, the whole context and theme of Thursday, which is, you know, next week, Thursday, the 2nd of October, is all about how are you evolving, and what is around the next corner when you evolve? Be ready. Be ready. Don't be surprised, or don't be taken by surprise.
Yeah.
You know, companies today are looking at those that are forever moving upwards. You know, they're wanting to climb the ladder of success. They're not complacent. They're not just accepting this is what it is, but they are coming up with innovative ideas. You know, innovation is important when you're in a job. What are you bringing to the table?
Yeah.
When you come and take that seat at the table, that chair that is open and waiting for you, what is it that you're bringing to the table? And you must be, a thought leader. You must think about things and think about life in general, and look at what is the competitor to do. If I'm in my own business and I'm sitting there and I'm being complacent, my competitor is on the go and on the move.
Yeah.
When you're sitting in the boardroom and you're one of the directors of a company, you might be working for a company and becoming that woman that takes a seat at the table, but her voice is heard. And the reason why it's heard is because she's innovative.
True.
She's coming with good ideas. You know, she's not waiting for the next thing to happen. She makes it happen. I say women build the boardroom tables. They must build the boardroom table and not just take a seat at it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a very, very exciting event. And I sincerely hope, that we can really engage these women in thinking. Forward thinkers, thought leadership, and it's going to be very exciting.
Listen, Charlotte, this is really, really insightful, I must say. We are running out of time, but I just want to know, how does the Women of Stature Foundation support entrepreneurs beyond the summit itself?
Well, like I said, we're very progressive. We've got things happening all the time. We actually do have a professional women's network. It is a formal network called Professional Collective. So it's Women of Stature Professional Collective.
Mm-hmm.
And it is run as part of the foundation. And that is where we will support women and do support women.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, with enterprise development funding, we are able to put them through fully sponsored programs. But we've also got the accelerator program. Everything is on our website. Now, the accelerator program is actually a fully sponsored program, which is presented as a 6-month program for a woman who is, you know, ready to scale her business, ready to move forward, but she's got these stumbling blocks, which I've mentioned earlier on.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, you know, able to take a woman on this program and give her access to all the resources that we've actually established,
wow.
Everything we've developed. You know, there's nothing worse than when you're sitting in an office and you feel that you're absolutely overwhelmed, can't seem to move one foot forward. And that's where we say, come girl, come let's sit with you. Let's look at what is compromising your success. And I think that's really what the Woman of Stature Foundation represents. And it's just to say we want to help you move forward.
Yeah.
You know, we have decided as a foundation, we are focusing on the entrepreneur, the businesswoman, the career woman. And the reason being because we really, you know, we need to focus. You know, it's like anything in life. When you focus on one thing you need and you do that consistently, you get better at it. And
wow.
That's what we do. We get better at it every day by focusing on women that are on the verge of, you know, a change of career or business. A business especially because we are making up 50%,
yeah.
more than 50% of the population. And I can tell you, if you go and do, you know, the statistics, look at how many women are entrepreneurs. I mean, you get your informal entrepreneur and then you get your formal entrepreneur. But
wow.
the problem is with informal is that you don't necessarily sustain. It's not sustainable often. And it makes it difficult. But yes, Luca, I honestly have so much faith in our country. I'm so positive about South Africa. You know, there's so many good things that are happening. There's just so much to be grateful for and thankful for. And I think that's my attitude, is the attitude of gratitude and just wanting to see women flourish and thrive and just be the best version of themselves. And I hope that through the summit, which is next Thursday, I hope a lot of women are listening and will just come and invest in themselves. Because, Luca, women need to invest more
yeah.
in their personal
yeah.
and professional and development, leadership development.
That's
you know,
definitely.
There's a time to stand still and say, it's my time.
Yeah, definitely. Now, lastly, Charlotte, in just a minute, how can listeners join this Women Inspired Network to be empowered to thrive?
Well, the first thing you do is you go and visit our website, which is the Women of Stature Foundation website. And on there, you'll see that we have Professional Collective, which is an option on the menu, and you can go and read about us. You can actually meet the leadership team, and then obviously there's the membership option to become a member, and that's obviously where you can then access all our benefits. And then we also have a member directory where you can actually go and source a resource for your business. So we've got an existing membership, so we've got ladies that have been members of our organization for many years, and we constantly filling that membership directory. And I think it's a good way of introduction is go to the website, but we're also very active on social media as well. So we've got the Women of Stature Foundation Facebook page. We've got the Professional Collective has its own Facebook page and group. So we are very present and very active.
Charlotte, thank you so much for your time. And thank you for such an insightful conversation.
Luca, would you mind if I offer two free tickets to the actual event next Thursday?
Not a problem at all.
Can we do that?
Not a problem.
Okay. So what I'd like to just suggest is go onto the Professional Collective page on the website.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Complete the membership form, and as soon as I receive it, the
okay.
first two I receive will win their free ticket. And it's worth 900 Rand.
Wow.
In fact, we've got prizes to the value of over 50,000 Rand that we're giving away next week.
Wow.
And I think for any person who really wants to invest in herself, do yourself a favor. Get on board and let us support you and take your hand and lift you up.
Absolutely amazing. Remind us again how they can do that. What's your website again?
It's www.wasfoundation.org.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much, Charlotte, and have a great afternoon further.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been lovely chatting to you, Luca, and enjoy the rest of your day and weekend. And bye to all the listeners.
God bless.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Are you a business owner wanting to spread the gospel? With more than 400,000 listeners, Radio Pulpit will provide your business with a competitive advantage. We can tailor-make a package to suit your needs. To advertise, contact Sanet on 012-334-1254 or send an email to sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Alternatively, SMS the word advertise to 37871. Standard rates apply.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
We simply cannot get enough of God's Word. Read our daily devotionals, The Word for Today, where every word counts. Send an email to gospel@radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.